This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones here on this Sunday. According to Rasmussen polls that have been around for a long time, in the entire history of Rasmussen polls, Americans have never polled happier than they have. 74% say they are very happy. Their rate of life is good or excellent. That's the highest rating in the history of Rasmussen polls. But Trump isn't making America great again, folks. He's failing. Yes, I'm sure. And it's the Democrats with up Chuck Schumer that can't win an election, can't fundraise, can't put together a coherent plan, can't do anything that is going to be the savior. No, they're going to continue to fall flat on their face, and you, the audience, knows it. Let's go out to the audience with some phone calls. We're going to be taking your phone calls here in the second hour. Again, that phone line is 877-789-ALEX. Let's start with Lance in Texas. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, wow. Number one, huh?
Lead us off.
The world is collectively insane, Owen.
Yeah.
They pay taxes. They fund abortions. They fund the murder of women and children they never met. They don't give a damn.
It's true.
They just go about their lives like nothing happened, like they didn't have a part in it.
Well, I mean, Lance, I mean, you know, hey, now hold on a second, Lance. I mean, we got, you know, the new Kardashians are on at 7 p.m. Eastern, so, you know, come on.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Come on, Lance.
That.
Come on, Lance. No, I don't care. I don't care that there's. I don't care that pedophile rings have been involved in the Catholic Church and the United States government. I don't care about that. I just want the Kardashians.
I moved out to the middle of nowhere, East Texas, 9 years ago, not expecting anything, just helping my family out.
Country boy can't survive.
Well, what I found out was it's a lot more efficient to raise your own animals, raise your own...
Grow your own garden?
Yeah, I got a huge garden.
Yeah, you probably, honestly, you probably... Most of the people I know that end up gardening and have big gardens end up having too much produce. They give a lot of it away.
Yeah, and we give a lot of eggs away because I got way too many chickens. I got turkeys. I got guineas. I got everything out here.
So the world's going insane. I would agree with that. The liberal brainwash. You know what, though? Here's an interesting point, though. Here's an interesting point that I actually want to make on that. Because I do agree with you for the most part. Liberalism has become a mental disorder. It's only in the modern day construct. Because the true liberalism, you know, there's a whole historical construct of liberalism, and then there's a whole modern day liberalism. But the audience understands what I'm getting at. But here's the key thing to me that I think is just a universal fact, at least from my observation, and it kind of goes along with what you're saying. Yes, the world is insane. Yes, people have been brainwashed. Yes, people have been fluoridated into complete capitulation. This is all going on. I have even, in fact, fallen victim to it. But here's the key. Here's the key. Where is a group of people? Show me the group of people. Show me the movement. Show me the momentum for people that are leaving the Republican Party and becoming Democrats. Show me the movement of people that are going from the red pill to the blue pill. Do you understand what I'm saying? So even though there's still mass Stockholm syndrome, even though there's still mass brainwashing, even so there's still this mass, you know, hypnosis that the general population is in, there is hope for them. They can be woke. They can be red-pilled. They can become a patriot. They can become a freedom fighter. They can live in reality. There is hope for these people. They can come back to reality. But on the other side of the spectrum, I don't see it going the other way. I don't see people on our side of the fence. I don't see our people going to Maxine Waters. I don't see any Trump supporter going to up Chuck Schumer. You know what I'm saying? So even though the world is collectively insane, there is hope for them to come around. And then once they come around, they're never going back. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, people have been telling you about this for a long time, and it's really just history repeating itself, except now you have the wind of George Soros, or whatever's left of him, forcing this. The Hungarian PM... Actually, let's start with the story from Associated Press. Hungary's leader, EU and Soros seek to Muslimize Europe. European Union leaders and Hungarian-American billionaire George Soros are seeking a new mixed Muslimized culture, Hungary's anti-migration prime minister said Saturday. They have to throw that anti-migration in there. They can't just say prime minister. They got to always have a little liberal jab. Always have a little, you know, a little sieve just to poke you a little bit, just to discredit you when they try to cover you. And then Pamela Geller picked it up today and went with the story. But a lot of people have been talking about this for a long time, the overarching agenda in the Middle East, the clash of civilization, the multiculturalism. And so you've seen what's happening. You know George Soros is behind it. But there was another interesting story that I saw, and Dave and I covered that last week, but then there was another weird angle that I saw. This was a story that came out of the Associated Press and then got picked up by Yahoo. Despairing young Italians seek greener pastures abroad. Now, there's been a lot of news coming out of Italy, how the migration problem has reached unprecedented levels. They have so many boats coming in filled with these migrants. They get to the port. And they can't. They don't even have room at these super ports. Now they're trying to get more ports to bring them in. Now they're actually trying to slow it down. So they know that's going on. They can't find a job. Italians are getting sick of it. You know, Italians, you know, they don't like getting pushed around. But the strange thing I found about this story was that when I went back to the AFP to read it, they had pulled the story. So the original source of the story has pulled the story, but Yahoo hasn't pulled it yet. So it's still on Yahoo. And you know exactly what happened, folks. The editor said, "We can't run that headline. Italy's great. Nobody wants to leave Italy. Multiculturalism is winning. Open borders are winning. Oh, mass migration is winning. There's no cause for concern. Everybody loves Italy. Nobody's leaving. We can't run that story." So they deleted it. But miscommunication, Yahoo still has the story up. So you can still read it if you want to hear about this story and why Italians are struggling to make ends meet, find a life for themselves, and why they want to leave. But if you're the Associated Free Press, well, we're just going to go ahead and have to pull that. That's not politically correct enough for us. Let's go to Judy, who wants to talk about economy. Judy's in Florida. Go ahead, Judy.
Hey, Owen. I think you're doing a great job. I really like listening to you. You just diverted my attention away from the original topic. I'll give it a segue, though. But this is called white flight, what you are describing in the AP article that has been pulled, what's happening in Italy. And
you said it was called white flight?
Yes. Essentially, the whites are going to, you know, they're being displaced at this point. I just got a statistic earlier today that where London was 90% white 70 years ago is now only 40% white. And that's from Tara McCarthy, who is a Londoner that is actually looking to immigrate and stay in the United States. But be that as it may, I mean, that's just something that is going to be a natural occurrence because of all the cultural enrichment. But
yes.
I love this cultural enrichment.
We love our Somalis. We love our cultural enrichment. Right in a knife in our back.
you got that right. What I was going to say about the economy is just I was listening to Catherine Austin Fitz talk to Greg Hunter recently, and anybody can look up that talk. And I think it's really important what they were saying with each other. Essentially, I think we need to hold Trump's feet to the fire in that he's going to do a wonderful job with our military, and I believe that military spending is important for our nation. But we need to ensure that what has been stolen from us through, like, banker bailouts and what have you, we do reclaim legally, because that was done illegally in order to have those.
Are you talking about the Obama bailouts?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
But what needs to be injected back into our.
No, you know what? Actually, you know, you actually raise a very unique point that I've never heard anyone raise before. And that is, looking at some of the things Obama did, you could say the Iran deal, and Trump is actually going, it looks like Trump is going to go ahead and certify that Iran deal, something he said he wouldn't, something he said was a bad thing. So, okay, you can raise an issue with that. But, you know, that's a good point. You talk about the banker bailouts. You talk about all these bailouts that Obama has had. You talk about bailing out Obamacare with Freddie May and Freddie and Fannie. So, yeah, that's an interesting point. It's never really been raised. I've never heard anyone raise it. Trump's got his hand. Here's the thing. I'm not just trying to play apologist for Trump. I'm just trying to deal with reality here. Trump's got so many different things going on. I mean, my gosh, I can barely even manage, like, if I've got three stories I'm working on and, like, three different guests I'm trying, like, I can even barely manage that. I can't even imagine what Trump is dealing with. I mean, sleeps 6 hours a day or whatever and deals with thousands of people around the world at the same time. So I don't even know if that's anything that's on his radar. But that's an interesting point, especially with the banker bailout. I mean, my goodness. And these people want to complain all day about getting more money to the people out there that have been disenfranchised. What a bunch of frauds. Anything else, Judy?
Well, I mean, I'm in agreement with what you're saying. I absolutely love Trump. I 100% support him. I don't know how he's getting anything done under the type of pressure and then just the lies in the media.
Yeah, the constant attack on him and his family.
Yeah, and I'm tired of being a Russian, okay? I'm not a Ruski. Mm.
Do you like my Russian tag? Look at my Russian flag tie and my Russian flag lapel and the Russian Kremlin office behind me. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. What's that, Putin?
You're
two scoops. I get three scoops today, Putin. Putin says I get three scoops of ice cream today. Wow.
Good boy. But it's ridiculous as to the pressure he is under, but I think he's doing a wonderful job so far. But the economy is really what's most important to me, besides the Muslim invasion.
Well, here's the thing with the economy to me. As long as Trump can get taxes lowered and keep bringing jobs in, I think that the economy will somewhat take care of itself, just because Americans will have an income, they'll have a working income, they can start to buy some nice things that can help grow the economy. They can, you know, now they can have a family. They don't have to be worried about not being able to afford that. So I think that's kind of the way that Trump views economic recovery right now. I'm not sure if he's looking so much at what strings he can pull as far as just bringing people jobs, getting people back to work, getting people good wages so that they can control their own destiny instead of looking at Chuck Schumer to be their daddy. Thank you so much for the call, Judy. Good points from Judy. Let's go to Dan, who is also in Florida. Go ahead, Dan.
Cuckslayer, what's up?
Just slaying cucks like Chuck Schumer.
I actually met you at Bilderberg this year. I want everybody to know that the InfoWars guys are good guys in real life.
Yeah, that was great. I was great. I was really happy to see the support we got out there at Bilderberg.
Anyway, I do independent research, and there's a lot of key information I've been coming across lately, and I'm having trouble getting it out there. My YouTube videos usually only get a couple hundred views, and my Twitter has been like crazy censored the past few weeks. So I just wanted to call in and get some of this info out.
You got 30 seconds.
So first off, Obama's Twitter account, he is following 629,000 people. The majority of them are locked accounts with only 1 to 3 followers, one of them being the former president. Sounds like a deep state communication network to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's hold Dan over because I've noticed some weirdness about Twitter, too, and there has been some strange stuff with that. So we'll hold Dan over. We'll see. We'll try to get a more clear point as to what he's talking about. But there's no doubt. I mean, Twitter, Google, they all are censoring their results that you see. They want to control the optics, folks. They want to control the Overton window. We'll be right back with more of the
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is what we have to avoid in the future here, folks. Now, this is a story that Dinesh D'Souza just shared, but it's from 2011. Claire McCaskill, a Democrat senator from Missouri, a witch of a woman, hates men. McCaskill to pay back taxes on plane. Senator Claire McCaskill, who has said that men just need to shut up, said Monday she will sell, this is again from 2011, said she will sell her private plane and pay $287,000 in 4 years of back taxes. So it's nice that this Democrat senator just has that lucrative cash just sitting around, just chilling, just sitting around. Senator McCaskill, she's just got this cash ready to go. From back taxes, just like most of these Democrats. And the story goes on, and it talks about this plane and how they avoided taxes on this plane. And then all the money that was shelled out by the state of Missouri for her to go on these vacations to the tune of more than $500,000. So she really owes the state of Missouri more than just those back taxes. But then, of course, leave it to Claire McCaskill to blame her husband. It was all her husband's fault. She wanted nothing to do with it. She didn't know what was going on, and then she convinced her husband, I have convinced my husband to sell the damn plane, McCaskill said after telling him to shut up, probably. I will never set plate on that. So, but here's the story, guys. This happened in 2011. Claire McCaskill has been elected again. She has been elected since this story broke. Folks, it's time to stop electing crooked politicians. Okay? It's time to stop. It is time to hold yourself accountable as a member of the voting community of this republic. How can you vote for Claire McCaskill again? How can you vote for Paul Ryan? How can you vote? I mean, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, the list goes on and on and on. I am just hoping, I am praying every night that in 2018 America wakes up and we finally make Congress great again, and we do the right thing in this election, just like we did electing Trump, instead of this wicked witch of the West, Hillary Clinton. Let's let Dan finish your point on Obama Twitter weirdness, and we got to get to some more calls. Go ahead, Dan.
Sure. Well, so I was looking at Obama's Twitter account. He follows 629,000 people, and the majority of them are random locked accounts that you can't view publicly that only have like one, two, or three followers, one of them being Obama. It seems like some sort of deep state communication network. Also, you were talking about the paid protesters earlier. Through my research, I found that most of these stem from a group called Fund for the Public Interest. One of the heads of this group is a man named Adam Rothschild, which is a very interesting last name, right? Anyway, his only other job was working for an art gallery, and the owner of that art gallery sits on a political board with none other than Chucky Crocodile Pierce Schumer, who we have seen dining and drinking on multiple occasions recently with Alex Soros.
Oh, yeah. Soros is big-time hamming it up with these big Democrats up there. Was it the same type of art that Tony Podesta's into?
I didn't look that far into it, but that's actually, I am going to look into that now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then tweet it at me. I mean, you can be into whatever art you want, Tony Podesta. I don't care if you're into art with young children's hands tied behind their backs. I mean, that's Tony Podesta's art choice. I mean, you know, he has every right to have weird art that depicts children being in weird, torturous positions. That's what Tony Podesta likes, not me. That's John Podesta's brother. So thank you for the call, Dan. Look into that and tweet that at me. Let's go out to O'Brien in Maryland. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Yes, hello. For those who know, I called in here back in the 3rd of July to leave a point about Trump going at Hillary Clinton. I told everybody to pretty much, you know, wait until, like, second or third term, because if he goes after these guys, they kind of might actually have to panic and start blocking him whenever he can.
I think I hear the point you're making, and that's, well, I would say that we need to give Trump 4 years to before we really fully judge his presidency. I'm not sure we have a good connection, so let's go ahead and move on from O'Brien. I think that's what he was saying. I'm not sure if I understood what he was saying, but that's kind of how I feel. I mean, when I look at things that Trump does that I don't necessarily agree with, or not even that. It's more stuff that you sit here and you say, why isn't Trump doing that? Why hasn't Trump done that? And I say, well, there's still time. You know, there still could be inner workings going on. So for those type of issues, I just want to wait it out. And we'll see when Trump's done being president what he did or did not do and then choose to scrutinize that. But right now, uniting America behind Trump is what is best for this country. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Owen?
Doing fine.
Hey, listen, Chucky Schumer, I saw on either Fox or one of the other cable news outlets, they had a billboard set up with all the usual Democratic mouthpieces, including Hillary, which is Chuck Schumer, Pocahontas, you know, all them, about the new Democratic Party and what they're going to be doing.
Here's the thing about the Democrats that you have to understand, especially true for their constituents. They don't live in reality. So the Democrats are already dead. The Democrat Party is already dead. They will not have any more victories. Now, whether they try to reinvent themselves or a new party emerges is what we'll have to wait and find out. But the Democrats as a party are dead. They're $3.3 million in debt. The DNC is being sued for fraud. Most Democrats that have a good head on their shoulder can now see how Bernie got screwed, see how the DNC was rigged, and see how corrupt everything involved was. So the Democrats are dead. They can deny they're dead. Their constituents can deny they're dead, but they're dead. Is that all, John?
No, I was going to comment, too. I was going through the page this morning and the article about the change in the way they're going to be holding for the news outlets.
And press briefings?
No. I had a brain fart. There's a picture of Spicer right up at the top of the page. I wonder if anybody else besides me noticed that he had his American flag on his left lapel upside down.
You're saying Spicer had his lapel on upside down?
He had the flag upside down on his left lapel, yeah.
When was that?
It was on your article on InfoWars webpage about the transition.
Okay. All right, we'll pull that up. That's interesting. I didn't notice that. I'm not sure if there's a store to that or not. But they're saying that this is the new Trump shakehouse in the White House to bring in outsiders. Sean Spicer was an insider. Scaramucci, whether you like him or not, was an outsider. So is this start of the move to drain the swamp with the insiders, with the outsiders? We'll find out.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last week of July specials at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the start of the last week of July, so take advantage of these specials. Some great prices right now. Silver Bullet is $9.95. That is a steal. That is 66% off retail price. The new Strawberry Caveman, 25% off retail. The new flavor, strawberry, in stock now. And, of course, you can actually get a caveman combo. You can get the chocolate and you can get the strawberry for 25% off as well. That's a combo pack. There's the protein combo pack, also 25% off. You get a container of the new True Whey protein, as well as the Caveman bone broth. Big products, also big savings. How about the ProPure Traveler? That is a water filter that is 30% off right now. How about an air filter? The Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off right now. I use the Alexa Pure Breeze in my apartment. It is a great tool. You can really notice a difference in the quality of air in your domicile when you have the Alexa Pure Breeze. Knockout, 50% off Knockout. That's $14.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Just take a look at our wide range of products, all kinds of specials, all kinds of packages, and it is the last week of July specials right now running with super discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to take advantage of that. Just to, in regards to the last caller talking about the picture of Sean Spicer with his lapel pin upside down, it does appear that whatever picture you were talking about and the report probably do not correlate. It was most likely a picture that was taken from some other date that we used on the story, and the pin was probably just most likely upside down just by chance and not on purpose. So just wanted to address that. Now let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Alex. I was just wondering, what's your opinion on Trump's uncle?
What uncle? I don't even know. The one that was with Tesla or whatever?
The MIT professor, yes.
The one who worked with Tesla?
He got all of Tesla's trunks of inventions afterward. He got first.
So, all right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Are you trying to take me down the rabbit hole with this guy?
Oh, no. No, if I was going to take you down a rabbit hole, I'd tell you.
Well, all I will say is I can't really comment on Trump's uncle much. But what I will say is the connection to Tesla is very funny, in a good way. I think it's cool that there was that connection. And then what you just mentioned about his inventions. And if, you know, Donald Trump is a time traveler, as people like to rumor on the internet, or perhaps Barron Trump is a time traveler. Here's all I say. It's funny. It's fun. You know, people are following it, but I will tell you. Have you heard of the book Barron Trump's Magical Mystery Adventures with his dog Bulger? Have you heard of this?
Yes, yes, yes. I think it's more coincidences. You know, you look for 777, you'll find it everywhere.
So it is odd, though. I mean, what are the odds? It's meme magic. And I will tell you, I've actually ordered a copy of that book. It was published in 1889. It was very hard to get a hand on this book, folks. It was very hard to... Author is Ingersoll Lockwood. He printed a series of four books about Barron Trump's magical mystery adventures. There's a meme on the internet about Barron Trump being a time traveler. And then he published a book in 1896 called The Last President. And in that book, he hints to a major cruise liner ship crashing into an iceberg, something that had never happened in history. And he mentions the first victims of leftist communist riding in the streets being against a hotel on Fifth Avenue in New York. That's Trump Hotel. And again, this was published in 1896. So pretty amazing coincidences by this author, Ingersoll Lockwood, that I actually enjoy sci-fi fantasy writing. I actually enjoyed his writing. So it was amazing. He writes about this guy, Barron Trump. But yeah, that's pretty much all I know about that stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I think it's important that he should address it because it's like connected to the energy crisis, the healthcare. We're living in Tesla's world, the polyphase generator.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, Nikola Tesla created the modern day electrical generators and grid. Yes.
Radio transmission, RF signals, X-rays, all Tesla stuff. And, you know, I think it's pretty much the panacea because free energy, unlimited energy, which was Tesla's magnum opus, would pretty much knock down the globalists. They would, you know, you'd hit them in every wallet.
Well, we know that they've been suppressing, you know, medical breakthroughs, energy breakthroughs. That's just what happens when you have so much power to control the market and to stop anything from infiltrating it. But Trump said in his inaugural address that we're gonna find these things out together. We're gonna find the mysteries of the universe together. So you know, maybe he is gonna come through on that in the first 4 years of his presidency. I was told in the break that he said on the Alex Jones show when he came on to give him a year. So we're about halfway there. So we'll continue to monitor that. But yeah, his uncle's relation to Tesla has created a lot of meme magic, and it's introduced me magically to an author I ended up enjoying from the late 1800s. So thank you for that call, Wild from Wisconsin. Let's go to Derek in Nebraska. All right, Derek, you are up. Go ahead, Derek.
Taking my call. I just want to touch upon this. I just think that you and Alex and everyone at InfoWars do, you guys are the tip of the spear for sure. But I just want to go and kind of talk about with, you know, the Trump agenda. Everybody seems to be criticizing him, especially on the right. Oh, he's not getting nothing done. He's not getting nothing done. I actually worked on Capitol Hill, and I actually just left a couple months ago, but I worked there. And it's not just Trump versus the Democrats. It's Trump versus absolutely almost everyone in that entire swamp of D.C. And, I mean, the fact that he's going against tens of thousands of people, 100 senators who almost all of them hate him, and 435 congressmen that are against him, I think it's remarkable what he's done so far.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. We need to make Congress great again in 2018, and it's going to be up to us to stop the obstructionists or the Democrats by electing the right people in 2018 that want to get behind Trump's agenda, get behind the Make America Great Again movement. That doesn't mean they have to want to see eye to eye with Trump on everything, but at least the America First policy, that would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all of these politicians, or at least most of them, they don't really want America to succeed. They don't want to pass tax reform. They don't want to clearly repeal Obamacare. You know,
or there's a dozen other things, or they could be corrupt and they're worried for their own, you know, political future, or perhaps they're just a dead duck politician and they don't think they can get reelected, so they're worried about that. You know, there's all different angles, but you're definitely right. And, you know, the weird thing of it is, I don't know if you've been following the Dr. Shiva Iyaduray versus Deal in the Republican primaries in Massachusetts. I don't know if you've been following that and some of the weirdness that's been going on with the media there, Photoshop pictures, just weird stuff. And what Dr. Shiva is saying, he thinks he's dealing with a swamp that a lot of the people haven't realized yet, that Republicans are going to foist up people for Senate and for Congress in 2018 that are fake Trumpers to get them elected, but then once they get in, they'll be nothing but obstructionists. So that's something that we got to keep our eye on too. So good points, Derek. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mackenzie in South Carolina. All right, Mackenzie, go ahead.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hello. Well, what I was originally going to come up, one of the first things was this whole Roger Stone, Soros bull that I haven't really heard about whether he has sued him yet. I was wondering, is he going to sue him yet? Or is he just going to let it flow until something else happens with that?
You know, I'm sure Roger will be on this week to address that. I think that they had sued him. I don't know what litigation processes that they were currently in the, you know, undergoing in order to get that through. But my guess is that they will not send it. They will not end up suing him because they don't want him to testify in court.
Oh, and then another thing I wanted to address was the whole millennials. Why do they happen to come? Hello?
Yeah, finish your point. 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, millennials come because they think that the LGBT community is going to get genocided by Trump when that's not the case. He just wants prosperity.
Yeah, more lies from the media. That's all the media does from MSN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Final week of July specials, folks. I got a whole book of specials here. It's ridiculous. We introduce new products. We introduce them at 25% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Caveman, 25% off. Pro-Pure Water Filter, 30% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostaguard, 33% off. T-shirts, including conservatism, is the new counterculture. Or that's the mug, the limited offer mug. Conservative is the new counterculture mug, limited time, 33% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. DNA Force, 20% off. The list goes on and on and on. Go to our website, InfoWarsStore.com. You support this broadcast, you support Free Press, and you get a great product at a great price. Some final stories I'm going to mention here before we close out the callers. Callers, please make it quick, get to your points. Here's a story. In Chicago, women worried about violence join gun club. And it tells a very powerful story about 71-year-old Marietta Crowder. She has rheumatoid arthritis, and she lives in Chicago, and she is now taking gun training to learn how to use a firearm to protect herself And I salute that. That is the answer to gun violence, is protecting yourself with a gun. And that's just been proven time and time again. That's why you call a police officer when you're in trouble. Do Nothing Congress reaches 200 days with Obamacare and massive taxes still in place. Yes, that's the Do Nothing Congress. That's the obstructionist Congress led by Paul Ryan, led by Chuck Schumer. This is the swamp. These are the people that have to go. They promised that they would repeal Obamacare. They ran on that for 7 years. They lied. They did nothing. New Hampshire Democrats ban mainstream media from Maxine Waters' appearance. I love this story. The irony is so rich in this, you could cut it with a dull knife. Maxine Waters literally complains every day. The Democrats complain every day when the mainstream media isn't allowed into their little press gaggles, or that Sean Spicer doesn't invite everybody on for a video press briefing. Oh, but here's the New Hampshire Democrats banning media from Maxine Waters' appearance. Shocking. Wondering what they were trying to hide. Let's go to Jesse in Virginia. Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. What's up, Owen? How you doing?
I can't believe that this is the final segment of the show, just 2 hours in. Time flies by. I could be on for hours with y'all.
Yeah, it does fly, man. Hey, I was just calling, man. I know it's kind of far-fetched. It's far out, but hey, man, Alex Jones, 2024, baby. 2024. Is there not anybody else that's talking about politics, about the news, about the world, about countries? Who knows more about this world that's pro all of us, who wants the Trump agenda, who wants prosperity?
Look, man, here's the thing. I hear what you're saying. If Alex is, Alex doesn't want to be a politician. I don't blame him. Okay. I wouldn't want to be a politician. And you got to understand that even though Trump has been under such scorn, such scrutiny, such attack, folks, I mean, even myself, I mean, I'm not sitting here acting like I'm some sort of a bad guy, but I mean, my God, I can only imagine the attacks that would be coming against me if I was to run for any office. I would want nothing to do with that, and they would be bad. I mean, so it's just like, you know, is it worth it? Do you really want to deal with that? And I don't know. I don't think Alex does. I don't blame him, and I think he's more effective right here in Austin, Texas on the Alex Jones Show, but I don't know. Alex Jones, 2024, that's what Jesse in Virginia says. Let's go to Greg in Missouri. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Owen, thanks for taking the call. And I got to say, I got to talk about this Spicer to Scaramucci transition. I think it's laughable that he's being portrayed as an outsider. He's given money to the Obama, to Clinton, endorsed Jeb Bush. He's been rubbing elbows with all kinds of big-time players. If you just go look at the conferences he hosted as the head of Skybridge Capital. And he did the same InfoWars, not you specifically, Owen, but Roger Stone did the same thing with Cohn and Mnuchin, said that they would be the Goldman Sachs bankers that would follow Donald Trump's orders. And I'm just wondering.
Oh, no, you know, I hear what you're saying. I'll go along with that train of thought. And he also was on Fox News in 2015 bashing Donald Trump. I believe he called him a con man. The way I see it, though, is if these guys really want to play ball and they really want to be on Trump's team and he believes that, then I think that they at least deserve a chance. Now, maybe he could end up being another member of the swamp, maybe not. But I think the reason that Trump put him in there is because he views him as maybe he's been rubbing elbows with these guys, but, you know, he's never really been a total member of the swamp. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But I hear what you're saying. You raise good points. But if he's on our team now, I think that that's a winning equation. Final comment, Greg.
It's the benefit of doubt, and I think it's laughable. You guys should at least be honest about these people instead of trying to portray them as something they're not. That's it. And
well, what do you think Scaramucci's going to do?
Well, I think the Scaramucci's probably got very much in line of a policy and agenda that represents what his predecessors represented, much like how the tax policies that Cohn and Mnuchin and a lot of the domestic economic policies, not regarding trade deals, but as far as, you know, tax deals, who gets what kind of taxes, that falls in.
Well, here's the thing. He's not in there for policy. He's not in there because he has any agenda. He is in there to dictate communication between the White House and the press, dictate a news cycle. That is his job. So that is what Trump put him in there for. We'll see if he ends up going towards Obama policies or not. But they're fair points, Greg. I'm not ignoring what you're saying. I'm just more along the lines of we'll see. But I know what you're saying. I'm not discounting that. Let's go to Dez, final caller of the day. Go ahead, Dez.
Hey, Owen. First, myself, Sharp Tie. I'm calling in today to talk about the rise of akathisia, akathisia being a neuropsychiatric side effect due to increasing lithium. And I just want to bring people's attention to it and say, you know what, is it something they're putting in the water? We know through...
Well, lithium, they're spraying lithium in the air. I believe it's part of the aerosol climate change thing, or geoengineering. I believe lithium is part of that.
Well, we know lithium causes akathisia. It's so prevalent now, they're starting to advertise akathisia-related TV commercials. So it's just another tool in the control matrix, and it's something I think people should be aware of. Maybe go out, buy EcoScience.
Oh, wait a second. Dez. Didn't you hear Chuck Schumer earlier? Chuck Schumer, he's got your back, bro.
Does he? What's he saying?
Chuck Schumer, he's going to watch out for these big drug companies, man. He's going to keep them under control.
So. Oh, sure. Well, I'd like to see that. You know, that's the epidemic we're facing here. Everyone, they're off the label, writing psychotropic medicines for everything.
Wait a second. Sir, Dez.
Yes,
are you saying you don't trust Chuck Schumer?
I don't think I do. No. I don't trust Big Pharma. I don't trust
Chuck Don't Schumer. Trust Big Pharma? Come on, Dez. The side effects are not that bad. Death? Blindness, Guillain-Barré? I mean, come on.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I'd like to spend a week in the ICU.
Yeah, what's the big deal? It's paid for by Obamacare. What?
It's bad, you know, and it just makes you wonder, was something like the Flint incident, was that, you know, engineered? Is that a control grid kind of takeover?
You know what? Thank you for that call. I'm glad. We're going to end it with that. Speaking of engineered, speaking of controlled takeover, an anonymous user posted on a website named Swordfish, saying that he has damning evidence of Hollywood pedophiles, music industry pedophiles, Washington, D.C. pedophiles, and apparently this anonymous white hat hacker is set to release this evidence in the next 24 hours against these industries if none of his four demands are met. None of this person's four demands are going to be met. Everybody is sending this to me on Twitter. Everybody who's connected into the Reddits and the 4chans, And some of those websites are all talking about this user who put this on poll. This was the first thing that came to my mind because, you know, I can't really report on this stuff. There's not much there, at least for me to report on factually. But what came to my head when I started reading this and when I started to see the response was, first of all, why wouldn't you just release that stuff to begin with? And then this person says he can't yet. He wants to be controlled. He wants to have it go out the right way or whatever. But my train of thought took me in a different direction because, of course, everybody sees this. Everybody wants it to be true. They want these people to be exposed. They want this whole Pizzagate, Pedogate thing to come to a conclusion, and they want to see some justice. But I thought of a different angle because this is an anonymous user on a website claiming they have this and says that they're going to dox a bunch of celebrities. They're going to put out a bunch of personal and private information on these celebrities. So my mind actually went in a different direction. Watch out for a false flag here, folks. Watch out for a false flag. Beware of somebody doxing a bunch of celebrities, doxing a bunch of politicians, claiming it's the alt-right, claiming it's free press, claiming they're trying to stop pedophiles, and then here comes big old government to take control of the internet because all these celebrities and all these politicians just got doxed and it was nothing more than a false flag. So keep your ears pinned back, folks. We've got a war going on right now for the future of this country. We've got a war going on for truth. And it's up to you to make sure that we are victorious. And we are right now. You stay classy, Info.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.